Deb DeLeon. She is the big cheese for the Ingham County Board of Commissioners.
You're right.
Have you ever been called big cheese before?
No. This is a first.
All right. I guess I'll be more professional and say that you chairperson, well, president, in
only
charge.
Only for another couple weeks.
Yeah. Now, who's going to take over after this year?
Mark Grebner.
Mark Grebner, of course. Mm-hmm. And there's been conversations from him right here on his show, this show, where he's thinking about not coming back. Is that a done deal, Deb?
Oh, nothing like that is ever a done deal, but that's what he's been saying for a while now.
Well, he was talking about the time he's put in, and you folks aren't making $1 million, and he may be ready to do something else.
That's what he's telling us.
Well, in an interesting topic that you and I have talked about many times here on the program, it's funding and funding road patrols, the funding that the Ingham County Sheriffs was to get to continue funding 13 different communities. The funding ran out. These communities held a vote. The vote for 12 out of the 13 was no. In Williamston Township, they did say yes. But the Ingham County Board of Commissioners has decided to not only give that entity funding, but you're looking into giving other communities funding as they make haste and try to find police services for their communities.
Well, going into all of this, we told them we'd help with the transition, and we set $800,000 aside to be able to help in that manner. So we're just trying to follow through with, what we had promised.
All right. Well, if it was a perfect world, would you have liked it to come down to this? Do you think it was time for these communities to go out on their own with that, or do you wish you had the funding to keep the sheriffs involved?
Well, we always wish we had the funding to do whatever it is we need to do, and that's one area that folks have depended on that service for years. And I know other communities, other counties in the state have basically cut that out of their budget several years ago. So it's depending on, I guess, your philosophy.
So the Ingham County Commissioners will provide $122,000 to aid Williamstown Township in 2011. It will purchase police services from the Meridian Township Police Department. The vote was 12-4 by the board. Why that amount, and are you pleased that they were able to partner with Meridian Township?
I'm pleased that they're able to find a way to make their primary law enforcement services happen. Would I prefer they go with the Sheriff's Department? Absolutely. I think there's a better level of service and dependability, primarily because we also have regional services that, are available, and there's just a different background that they come with as well.
Well, it sounds like you're disappointed with their choice, not so much that it was Meridian Township, but that it was not the Ingham County Sheriff.
That's a fair statement.
Well, elaborate.
Well, one of the priorities that the board has had basically for the entire year was to offer the incentive with the understanding that it would be with the health department, or I'm sorry, the sheriff's department. And even though that was also in a resolution form not too awful long ago, that everybody decided, almost everybody decided, whatever they want to do is okay.
Well, what I found interesting about the deal is, number one, they're right on the border of Meridian Township, but number two, they were the low bid.
Yeah, but I'm still not sure that you're comparing apples to apples.
Okay, well, let's talk about the $97,000 that Allendale Township will get. They are in talks with the sheriff's office about a policing contract. Do you anticipate Allendale will partner, or are they looking at other police departments also?
everything that I've heard indicates that they're going to work with the Sheriff's Department and go through our current contract with Delhi Township. So okay. They're going to partner in that manner. Okay. That's what it's looking like.
When we look at the other area communities, have you heard which communities may be partnering with not only the Ingham County Sheriff's, but perhaps other police departments?
I haven't heard anything more on what's going on in those townships.
Well, it's always interesting to follow stories like this, Deb, because when the vote went through, it seemed like these entities, these communities were not going to have police service, and we didn't really hear much that the board was going to do much, but through your planning, you set aside monies, and you still have monies there for other communities, so it appears that was in the works the whole time.
From the very beginning, absolutely.
All right. Anything else new and interesting you want to talk about? Anything new and newsy?
Oh, gosh. You know how early this is in the morning for me?
Well, I know, Deb, but this is your opportunity to get folks to a meeting if you'd like them there, to just talk about anything that's coming up.
Well, we've had our final meeting of the year, so that part of our activity with the commission is concluded for the year. So there won't be any more meetings, no more committee meetings for the remainder of the year. We organize... You know, we have our first organizational meeting on January 3rd, where the new chair and committee chairs will take over, and I will be the chair of our county services committee at that time.
All right. Are you glad that you're moving on to another challenge, or did you enjoy heading up the Board of Commissioners?
It's a mixed bag. I can't say I didn't enjoy it. It was very difficult and unprecedented times. We've never seen budget shortfalls like this in Ingham County. So it's not been easy. We've had to try and find ways to help minimize the impact both on, you know, the delivery of services as well as minimizing layoffs, because we always look to eliminate vacancies. And we've done a fairly good job in that area. We've had to pink slip, if you will, very few people throughout this whole ordeal. So this board, I have to commend this board for knowing where our priorities are, and there in the people, both in our residents and in our employees.
All right, Deb, before we let you go, next year is going to be a huge challenge also. What does the budget shortfall look like at this point in time?
We're still projecting somewhere around $5 million. If revenue sharing gets cut by the state, that's going to impact us for the final quarter of the year. And it will leave us a big hole for the 12 budget. And we'd be looking at double digits for falls at this point.
All right. Well, boy.
Not good. So I'm happy to turn this over to somebody else right now.
All right, Deb. Thanks so much for your time. We always enjoy talking with you. You always have some great information for us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Tony. You have a great, safe holiday.